the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, April 26th on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
It is Wednesday, May the 11th, and you are listening to another 5-Minute Morning edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. My name is Blair Angulo, and I am joined by Mike Roach. He is the recruiting editor at Horns 24/7, also does tremendous work for us in the state of Texas, and he was actually on the road earlier this week to take in the first spring practice for the number one player in the 2023 class. That would be five-star quarterback Arch Manning. First of all, Mike, how are you doing?
Good, Blair. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. It's been a wild couple days for you. I know you made it out to New Orleans to check out Arch Manning and get a feel for his recruitment. Let's begin with kind of the news that came out of that, and that's the fact that he knows he wants to take some official visits in the month of June.
Yeah, it sounds like the family is kind of ramping up for officials during that month. I think that when you look at the calendar, there's about 4 weekends where you can take trips. Arch mentioned 3 schools, and then the Manning Passing Academy is also during that month. And so Arch always usually attends that, you know, put on by Archie and Eli and Peyton. So I think that's, you've pretty much got to look at his summer plans there. Texas, Alabama, Georgia, the 3 schools he mentioned for sure he wants to take visits to. Talking to his father himself and his coach, they don't have any dates set in stone yet. They're still figuring that out. And it doesn't seem to be a rush for them. They were just kind of like, yeah, we'll figure it out after spring ball. So they've got 2 weeks of spring ball at Newman, and then they'll kind of start putting the plan together from there. But you know, those schools have kind of been the ones that have been in the front of the pack since kind of this entire recruitment started. So not surprising to see that be the trio that he's decided on for now. I do think there is a chance, you know, Florida could get an official visit, maybe LSU, but you know, it's those 3 right now.
It does seem when we are trying to differentiate between some of these schools that are at the top of the list for Arch Manning, Texas might be the only one that has put all their eggs in the Arch Manning basket heading into the summer. Is that kind of the accurate feel that we're getting?
Yeah, I mean, they're all in. There are no other offers out to quarterbacks in this class. They have, to my knowledge, you know, they've done their diligence and talked to a couple of guys and, you know, just let them know what the situation is. And hey, we might come to you if something happens here, but they haven't made an offer to another guy. So they are all in. And they know it's a big kind of linchpin for their class. I think when we talk about what the Texas class could be in 2023, you have to deal in 2 worlds. And one of those is with Arch and one is without Arch. And I think that for Texas, if they land Arch Manning, it's obviously huge national news, but I think it's a major boost to their entire class. It could put them in the running for, you know, top 3 and maybe even a run at number 1.
You look at the schools I mentioned, Bama, Georgia, Texas. Bama and Georgia have won national titles recently. Texas maybe would appear like the dark horse if you're looking at this just from a normal scope, right? If you're just a normal college football fan, you're wondering how the Longhorns are in it for the number one player in the country. How has Steve Sarkisian, how has that staff been able to stay in the thick of this? And some might even consider them a front runner right now in this race.
Yeah, I think of the big thing is relationships, and that's something Steve Sarkisian's big on. That's something that the Mannings are big on. So they've really come together. Not only, you know, this recruitment being led by Sarkisian, but AJ Milwee, the Texas quarterback coach, has done a phenomenal job. I mean, I almost wonder if AJ's got a apartment in New Orleans. He's there just about every week. He can be, and he has done a lot of the legwork that you've got to do as a coach out on the road, whereas Sark can't get out there in the spring, you know, and come see Arch. So they've done a really good job with relationships. I asked when I talked to him yesterday, you know, obviously when you measure these 3 schools together, one of these things is not like the other, you know, with those 3 and Texas coming off a 5-7 season. And Arch just said, you know, he was coming into a first year on the job with a roster full of players he did not recruit. So I'm really interested to see kind of what he does this year. And he kind of alluded that would be kind of a big determining factor, which makes me think that his decision could carry on into the fall or winter and string this thing out. So I think they've just been really authentic, and they've done maybe the best job in just being as consistent with their message and showing him that he's their priority.
All right. So in terms of the Cliff Notes version, if you are a college football fan and you're tracking this recruitment, the five-star quarterback Arch Manning, what are you going to be looking for, Mike, in the next few weeks or the next few months in terms of the order of the visits? I mean, does that carry any weight in your mind?
You think it does in a lot of cases. You know, I think every school would love to have the last visit. And I think I don't necessarily think it's bad news for Alabama and Georgia if they're not the last visit. And this is just, you know, me personally, my personal opinion. This is not anything I've gotten from Arch or anybody around him. I think if you're Texas, you want that last visit. You want the last opportunity, because he's not a kid, I don't think, that's going to go on a visit and make an impulsive commitment. And so you don't worry about having to wait out the other two visits. I think if you're Texas, you want that last opportunity. And so I'll be watching that, and really any clues to see, you know, where will this where will the timeline go? I think if the timeline ends in the summer, I think Texas is in a very good position. I think if it goes into the fall, then it becomes gambling. You're gambling on your ability to win games and show your ability on the field. So, you know, I think for them, the timeline of ending in the summer would almost be better.
Yeah, and at some point too, right? Like Alabama, I know, is in the hunt for Eli Holstein, a player that I caught up with at the Elite 11 Vegas Regional recently, and he wants to make a decision heading into the season as well. So if you're Bama, you know, how long do you wait for an Arch Manning if an Eli Holstein is on the phone trying to give you a commitment, right? So it's definitely interesting. It's one of those things where we're going to be tracking visits, we're going to be tracking flights, maybe tracking apartments. AJ Milweed, we're on to you in New Orleans.
I will say this about Alabama. I know everybody wants to put Alabama out of this race to know they're going to take Eli Holstein and all these things. You could have the Crimson Tide showed up in force to practice with Bill O'Brien and Pete Golding both there, and they were the last two assistants to leave the field. So if you think Alabama is just going to pack it up and get out of this recruitment and get out of everybody's way, I got other news for you.
That is great stuff. Mike Roach, the recruiting editor at Horns 24/7. Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Always, Blair. Appreciate it.
All right. For Mike Roach and our producer, Lance Flynn, I am Blair Angulo. Thank you so much for tuning into this 5-minute morning edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
I'm Mark Chapman. Welcome to the Planet Premier League podcast. Each week, Cesc Fabregas, Nader Manua and myself talk all things Premier League.
As a player, you don't have time to talk. No. You don't have time to make a plan. You just need to deal with wave after wave after wave.
We watched Coach Carter and he said, afterwards, the game's just about doing this for your teammates. And I remember looking around halfway through the film and half the squad was asleep.
Planet Premier League. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.